эфире «Арсенал подкаст» Ивана Меркурьева.
Hello to the listeners. It is 100, and I don't, to be honest, remember exactly the number of this podcast, but it's something like 118. And today we will talk on Arsenal with a very famous person, and I would like to say a very warm welcome to Steve Ashford, who is very well known by you and by readers as Highbury Spy. Steve, nice to meet you.
Hello, it's nice to meet you and all the listeners in Russia as well. It's an honor to be invited onto this podcast.
Steve, the very first question is that, as far as I understood from your text, you are not a supporter of Arsene Wenger, yes?
Well, that's a good question. I'm a great admirer of Arsene Wenger.
You are an admirer of Arsene Wenger?
Yeah, I admire what he's done for the club. I don't think we could ever get anyone who loves the club as much as he does. But I just feel that he's slightly past his sell-by date.
Slightly.
And I think he's lost the ability to motivate players and find the best players on the transfer market. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the club would be better suited with a new manager next season.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that there will be new manager next season?
I don't think there will be.
Why?
I think the board, Ivan Gazidis and Stan Kroenke, they're so in love with Arsene Wenger because of the profits that he brings in by not spending the money that is made available to him to sign players. He constantly makes profit for the club every year. And I saw a league table the other day of net spending of all the Premier League clubs, mm-hmm, in the Premier League era. And believe it or not, Arsenal were bottom of the net spend, which means we'd actually spent less money than any other club.
You mean on transfers?
Premier League, yeah. and for the fifth richest club in Europe, the turnover and the power and the status of the club doesn't equate with the amount of money we invest in the team. And obviously there's a correlation there that isn't quite right. And I just believe that Wenger doesn't speculate enough to improve the team and win trophies. And the club are happy with that because he's obviously making huge profits, which they appear to be very happy with.
Steve, but the profits, last year profits, okay, previous year profits, based on player sales, not, yep, on club's operation, but only on sales of the best players. So, yep, in fact, without player trading, the club has losses. And it, yeah, means that it's not good situation even in finance that the club made, yeah, losses all the year, each year, last year, this year will be definitely losses without selling players. Whom Arsene Wenger would sell in the summer to cover club's losses? Whom?
This?
Yes, this summer. Summer this? 2013.
Well, then... Well, they might have made losses on their actual trading figures.
Definitely.
But I think we're only talking about the football club there. If you look at the Arsenal holdings side of it, which includes the property turnover, the property development, several other aspects of the club, you know, where they've got these hundreds of millions in the bank, you know, in the kind of cash flow, if you like. I don't really think they need to sell players if they're relying on property. We were always told that when we moved to the Emirates, the increased turnover there, together with the property sales from Queensland Road and the area immediately next to the Emirates, plus Highbury, you know, we were always told that that turnover, excuse me, would enable us to compete with Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, and all the other teams.
And
Manchester United have debts of 800 million, and they still spend £25 million on one player.
No, now 400 million nowadays.
It's gone down from 800 million to 400 million because they've been winning trophies and generating loads of commercial income. If Arsenal won trophies and generated much more commercial income, we probably wouldn't need to sell players to make that money. But I don't contend that we need to sell players this summer. I think if any player leaves this summer, such as Cazorla, or a similar sort of player as him, Arteta maybe, or Vermaelen, I really think that would be a disaster. This summer we need to build on what we've got.
And how to build on what we've got?
Well, we've lost Diaby today. I don't know whether that news has reached Russia yet.
Of course, reached.
We've lost Diaby for 9 months.
Yes, and it will be a new signing in 2014. We all know it.
And I'm a bit worried because Jack Wilshere is out for 2 weeks. And in Arsene Wenger speak, 2 weeks normally means 2 months. So that's not good.
If not good.
However, getting back to the summer, I believe that we need a new keeper. And I don't think Pepe Reina is the man for the job. I keep reading that we're going to sign Pepe Reina from Liverpool. I really don't think that's a good move at all. I think he's past his sell-by date as well. I'd definitely sign a defensive midfielder. I like this guy from France who QPR were linked with, Etienne Capoue.
Do you still like the players from France?
I do, funny you enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that guy that Newcastle signed. Mapui Yanga Mabiwa, that's how you probably say it. But I think he's a very good player we should have got. The guy, Sissoko seems really good that they signed. There's lots of players that you can pick up from France for relatively, good money. Giroud is a good player. I think Giroud is not the best striker in the world, but he's got heart, passion. He gives 100% every week, and I love players like that.
Steve, if you and me, we will be at Arsenal attack one day, and I am sure we will give with you 200% from what we can. Would it be suitable for Arsenal Football Club?
In what way? What players?
No, if you and me will play for Arsenal and give 200%.
Yeah.
Do Arsenal need us? Why this is a criteria that the guy is giving his 100% on the pitch? It's okay, but he can't play.
You're dead right. Talking about 200%, if you look at the Manchester United players, I really don't believe that they're that much better than the players that Arsenal have at the moment. The difference between Manchester United players and Arsenal players is that they're motivated 100%, 200% to give everything for that team. Whereas our players, you get the impression that some of them are just there for the money. The Arshavins of this world, good player that he is, the Skilarchis, the Giroux, I could go on.
By the way, did you hear that Giroux wants to stay in Germany, wants permanent stay in Germany, in Hannover, where he is playing now on loan?
I heard that.
Today he wants to go to Germany.
Yeah, I heard that. Funnily enough, I think Giroud is one of the more committed players.
Maybe.
Unfortunately, he's just not good enough.
Yes.
You know.
This the same story with Giroud. Giroud may be also committed, but he's not good enough.
Giroud isn't good enough to be the number one starter centre forward. You know, but he's a good squad player, and I wouldn't get rid of him in the summer. I wouldn't get rid of any players in the summer, to be honest, apart from the ones at the end of their contract. But if you look at Cleverley playing for Manchester United and England, and if you look at Carrick playing for Manchester United and England, and if you look at their goalkeeper, if you look at Welbeck for United, Ashley Young for United, none of those players are any better than what Arsenal have. The difference is they've got Alex Ferguson, who is much better at motivating those players than Arsene Wenger appears to be, which is the trouble. And also in the summer, he will spend whatever money is available to him to strengthen his team. Arsene Wenger has got one eye on running the club as a bank as opposed to be running it as a football team.
But why? What do you think?
Well,
why?
Because
there were times when he was a good coach, or maybe not. Yep. Or maybe he was lucky coach. What do you
think? He's still a good coach. But I don't know where you obviously remember the early 2000s, even before the Invincibles, the late 1990s when we did the double in 98. We had a great team in 99. We were magnificent in 2002, probably the best team in Europe. But we should have won the European Cup with that team we had.
But we didn't.
We didn't. And I think as far back as 2002... that Arsene Wenger had his faults in those days. And again, I think it was a motivation issue because we were far better than a lot of the teams that beat us in Europe in those days, particularly the guys in northern Spain that used to turn us over every year. His name escapes me at the moment. You know, we used to lose regularly to teams we should have thrashed, with the likes of
Galatasaray, for example, in that final, that 2000 final.
Yeah. I mean, I guarantee if that was the Champions League final in 2000, we would have won it because it was only the UEFA Cup. I think they took it lighter than they should have done, and we lost. We didn't even score all five penalties. I think we only scored one penalty. But again, I think there were motivation issues with Arsene Wenger even in those days. You know, I personally would love Mourinho in charge of Arsenal. I think he would be the best manager for us.
What is probability of Mourinho
being
charge of us?
Because he would want the money to improve the team and go and win the European Cup. That ambition, it's probably our ambition. It isn't the ambition of Stan Kroenke, unfortunately.
So, would you like Stan Kroenke to sell his shares to so-called Arabian consortium?
Yes. I don't have a lot of time for Stan Kroenke at all, as you've probably gathered from reading my column. I really don't like it, the fact that he's in Colorado with an empire of sports franchises that hardly ever win or compete or succeed in whatever field they're in. And plus, I don't like the fact that he very rarely comes to matches and he's quite prepared to allow Arsene Wenger to run the club, provided he's making a profit for Stan Kroenke Enterprises. I think Alisher Usmanov, the next biggest shareholder, should certainly have a seat on the board and should certainly be able to or be allowed to invest his considerable fortune into buying better players for the club. And I would love it if that Arabian consortium took over, because Arsenal is a massive sleeping giant and there's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't go and, you know, win the Champions League or the Premier League next year if we just had some decent investment from the top.
Do you really? The question is investment?
Yeah. Well, Alisher Usmanov...
So you think if Usmanov will be allowed to invest in the club, so Arsene Wenger will win something?
Well...
Do you believe in it?
It's difficult. I would like to have Usmanov's millions and Mourinho as manager.
Ah.
Unfortunately, I'm greedy. If I had to have one, I'd go for Mourinho. But if I could have both, that would be paradise, because I think that with Usmanov investing in the club and Mourinho managing it, I believe that we would win the Champions League certainly within 5 years. And that's where we should be. That's what we should be aiming for.
But the question is, Steve, if Kroenke would sell his shares to, let's say, doesn't matter, Arabian consortium, Usmanov, doesn't matter, wealthy man who is going to invest in the club, okay?
Yeah.
Will be there some changes if Arsene Wenger would be still in charge?
Well, Wenger would, if there was that investment in the club.
Yes, but Wenger has money today. What's the problem?
He has money today, yeah. But he should be told at the moment that he's not put under any pressure to spend it. His bosses, his kind of token bosses, Kroenke and Gazidis, I get the impression, and I'm sure all Arsenal fans do, is that they're happy for him not to spend that money.
Definitely.
I think if you had an ambitious board of directors and they were prepared to keep Arsene Wenger on, they would have to say, right, here's the millions, here's the hundreds of millions, go out and buy Cavani, go out and buy the guys you want from Italy, go out and buy the best players from Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Don't give me Pepe Reina, who's finished at Liverpool, 33 years old, mm-hmm. and he's available on a free transfer. Go and get me the best goalkeeper in the world. And if Wenger still won't do it, then we're going to have to make a change.
Mm-hmm. You think that new owners should give Arsene Wenger another chance?
I personally wouldn't give Wenger another chance, but even Usmanov, when he talks about Arsenal, mm-hmm. he talks about Wenger not being given the resources. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit...
It's a political thinker, I
believe. Political thing, yeah. Because I think Wenger does have resources. Not as many as he would have with Usmanov, but he does have resources and he doesn't spend them. He should be made to spend them.
Why? He spent money before. He bought... big players for serious money. And why he didn't pay serious players? I don't think the question is he doesn't spend money, because in my view he spent in last maybe 2 years a lot of money, around 100 millions for new players. The problem is that he can't buy top players. He just can't buy it. And this is a problem, in my view.
Yeah, he. I don't know whether he gets a budget of whatever it is, but and the wages have to be included in that budget. But if you look at the players that he signed, Jovinho, probably crap. 8 or 9 million.
Crap.
Giroud, maybe 10 million, 11 million.
Crap.
Okay, yeah. Vermaelen.
Vermaelen became a crap under Wenger coaching.
Yeah,
I'm sure if he should buy Vertonghen to Arsenal instead of Tottenham, Vertonghen will also become a crap.
But Vertonghen is a very, very good player. I love Vertonghen.
Now in Tottenham, very good. I'm sure. Vermaelen would be a good player in Tottenham now. So.
I mean, Arteta's a good player, but I think he's being played out of position. Cazorla is a good player. Podolski was a good player, but he doesn't play Podolski in his right position either.
Okay, Podolski, Cazorla are good players, but they are not top players.
No. So I think if he could just push the boat out a little bit more, and instead of signing the £12 million player, sign the £20 million player. I mean, we missed Eden Hazard, from Belgium.
Definitely.
Who now went to Chelsea, because we couldn't go the extra mile that Chelsea were prepared to go. We missed out on Mata, because we couldn't go the extra mile. These are the kind of players that Wenger should be signing if he was as ambitious as the fans are. I believe the money's there. He should be made to go and sign those players. But would they be as good under Wenger's coaching as they are at Chelsea? You know, it's strange that Chelsea can have any manager they want, even Benitez, and their players still improve. We have good old Arsene Wenger, and our players seem to be getting worse every year.
Yes.
You know, it's difficult. Podolski's gone backwards this year.
Podolski is not back, but you can't base a team on the players like Podolski and Cazorla. You can base a team on Jack Wilshere, for example, yes? But Jack is too young.
He is indeed. Yeah, he is indeed. I'm just hoping that this latest injury he's got won't keep him out for any longer than, you know, a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you think we'll get on at the weekend against Reading?
Against Reading?
Yeah.
I think Reading is our client all the time, I remember.
Yeah. We should beat Reading, even with the injuries we've got.
Yes, I think that Reading is not a problem, but Reading has a new coach from Southampton now.
I know.
Maybe they will.
Funny enough, Arsenal always seem to get this. In England, we call this new manager syndrome, where a failing club or a club that isn't playing to its capacity, you know, they sack their manager. And funnily enough, the first game is always against Arsenal with the new manager. And as we know, when a new team gets a new manager, they always give that little bit extra. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bit worried that Reading are going to give that little bit extra on Saturday. It's going to be harder than it would have been.
Yeah, maybe, because they were not bad 2 weeks ago at Old Trafford.
No.
And lost just 1-0.
Absolutely.
Maybe Manchester played for, I don't know, 25%.
Yeah.
But Reading was not real crap. But I don't believe they will stay in Premier League this season.
I think they'll go down. I think Sunderland will go down. I think Reading will go down. And I think QPR will go down. Although, I think out of the three of those, QPR have probably got the best chance of staying up, even though they've got the lowest points.
Mm-hmm. But not Wigan.
I think Wigan will stay up.
As usual.
Yeah. I like the way Wigan play. I think they've got good players. They've got good fixtures to come, winnable fixtures. And I just think that Wigan are going to have a little bit too much for the rest of the teams down there.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a betting man, I would put Wigan to stay up and Sunderland to go down. And I really don't think West Ham are safe yet either.
Mm-hmm. West Ham has, maybe has 6 points over Wigan.
Yeah.
With 9 games to go, maybe.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I think they might have to play each other yet.
Maybe, I don't remember.
And you know what's going to happen? Wigan are going to come to the Emirates and they're going to need to win to stay up.
But they did it last year.
They did. They beat us at the Emirates.
Yes.
When in my impression, in my personal opinion, Sir Chesney mucked up for both of those Wigan goals. Mm-hmm. He fumbled one of them and didn't leave his line quick enough for the other one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's talk on Chesney. Did you read the Chesney's father's comments?
I did.
On Arsene Wenger, what do you think? One guy is from Daily Telegraph, Jeremy Wilson.
He is
a well-known Wenger supporter. And he wrote that this is anti-Arsenal words of Chesney's father. Do you think that Chesney's father's words are anti-Arsenal?
Yes. Well, probably anti-Arsene Wenger.
Uh-huh.
Because I reckon that Wojciech, his son, has obviously told his father what goes on with the coaching and what goes on with the goalkeeper coaching.
And definitely he is telling his father truth, yes?
Telling his father what's gone on, and his father has not kept it to himself. And his father has passed on what his son has told him. You know, and I think that's terrible because, you know, if you like in any business, if someone tells you something confidentially, especially within a family, you know, you can't just go to the press and say, oh, my son's told me this, my son's told me that, especially when it involves criticising the manager. Now, as it happens, I don't agree with anything that Chesney's father said. because he said that Wenger brought him back from injury too early, and Wenger shouldn't have played him. Mm-hmm. Now, catch 22, because if Wenger hadn't played him, you can bet your life Chesney would have said, oh, here, I've been dropped, I'm fit, why aren't I playing? You know, I think Wenger did the best thing by the player, put him back in the team, you know, played, you know, asked him to perform. And I just don't think Chesney's performed this season. I think his form has been terrible.
But if you remember,
yeah.
But if you remember what his father said, the father said that the core of the problem is last season injuries.
Yeah.
Not this season, but last season's. That's why he didn't perform this season. And I can't believe in it. Because I remember Cesc Fabregas, maybe you also remember, he has a permanent hamstring injury.
Yes.
And Wenger played him when he was injured. And if you remember this Aston Villa game, we have 0-0 after halftime. And he had put Fabregas into the pitch. Fabregas made the result and was substituted 15 minutes to go.
Yeah.
You remember, Wenger used to play injured players.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not a news.
It's not a new thing. You know, but that's because he never has enough players in his squad. You know, the squad is always thin. I tried to put a team out for the Saturday's game against Reading. I put in my head I was going through the players we've got, and I could only find five substitutes because we've got this next gen game against Chelsea. Is it tonight? I believe. You know the under 19 Champions League, which is being played. So all of the young players are away with that, and with the injuries we have to Walcott, to Jack Wilshere, to Diaby,
Gibbs,
yeah. I couldn't fit seven substitutes. I could only get to five substitutes, and even then there was no striker on the bench. Now, you know, this stage of the season, I think that's terrible. You know, we should have signed some players in January. Wenger should have signed a striker in January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suppose we could put Arshavin on the bench, but I think the way that Wenger has treated Arshavin has been appalling, terrible.
Okay, let's talk on Arshavin.
Yeah.
Listen, Arshavin is a captain of Russian team. Okay, was a captain of Russian team.
Yeah.
And he was a good player. Maybe he was not the very first on the top, but he was a good player. And you could see that he is a good player. And and in my view, Arshavin was marginalized by Wenger for purpose by playing out of position.
Yeah.
And Arshavin is not simple guy by itself. So he himself, he used to talk on all things, on how to buy players, blah, blah. So this is usual for Arshavin. And Wenger doesn't like it. And that's why he marginalized Arshavin. And it's not a question of Arshavin. Okay, but you have a player and play him for the best of the team.
Yeah,
this is my view on this story, not because I'm Russian, but because I want Arsenal, the best to Arsenal. And in my view, Wenger treated Arshavin not like a good coach, okay? It's like a person, like ego. So Wenger's ego was before the need of the team.
Yeah.
This is my view. But I know that many English Gunners has another view that Arshavin is lazy and he has a huge salary and he must go. What's your opinion?
Well, I don't think Arshavin is lazy, strangely enough. I think I've never written in any of my columns that Arshavin's been lazy. When he was playing for St. Petersburg before he came to Arsenal, he was one of the players in the whole wide world that I wanted Arsenal to sign. I think he would have been magnificent for Arsenal under an earlier incarnation of Arsene Wenger. You know, if he was playing for Arsene Wenger in 1998, I think it would have been a different story. But something has happened to Arsene Wenger in the succeeding years. And I don't know what's gone on between him and Arshavin, but he's got this thing about playing players out of position. Podolski on the left wing, you know, Arteta is a defensive midfield player, Vermaelen as a left back. Walcott all over the place. The list is endless. And Arshavin, essentially, is a Dennis Bergkamp type player. He should be playing behind a front two, you know, in an advanced midfield position, feeding the front players and picking up scraps and dribbling through the middle. But Wenger always played him on the wing. And, you know, I could never understand that. And then all of a sudden he played him less and less. And then he stopped playing him altogether. And this season he doesn't even put him on the bench. And he's earning, what, £90,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And Wenger doesn't even put him on the team. It's ridiculous. And the last time I saw him play was in the League Cup against... Oh, I can't remember which team it was.
Coventry.
He played really well against Coventry. And he was just fantastic. I mean, he played in his correct position in the midfield. And I think he made two or three of the goals, scored one. Played the following week. He did fantastic. Last year when Thierry Henry was here, he put the ball on Thierry's foot for the winner against
Sunderland. Yes, of course.
I just don't think he's been given a chance this year, and I think that's criminal. We've wasted Arshavin, and if I was Andre Arshavin, I would really hate Arsene Wenger for the way that he's ruined my career, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clear that Wenger wanted him out when he sent him on loan last year back to St. Petersburg.
But that when he came back to St. Petersburg for half a year, he was good enough in St. Petersburg again after maybe 5-6 games.
Yeah.
He scored important goals and he played in Russian team again.
Yeah.
Then he came back to Arsenal and everything was finished.
Yeah. Now this weekend, for instance, when we're decimated by injuries, why can't Arshavin play? Why can't he play up front? Why can't he play instead of Jack Wilshere? I mean, he's good enough. It's just that Wenger is not, you know, it's just lost faith in him for some unknown reason. I think it's a tragedy, really.
Something like that. And it's a tragedy for Arsenal fans, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If it was up to me, I would be playing him every week in his correct position and I'd be giving him a new contract in the summer.
Definitely.
Because I love him. I think he's fantastic.
When he is allowed to play how he wants.
Yep. So sorry,
when he is allowed to play how he wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think he's lazy at all, you know. I don't know where that comes from. I think that's just Wenger supporters who are trying to justify the way that he's treated Arshavin. You know, I mean, the last time I saw him, he came on as a substitute.
He was very poor because he didn't play before, I don't know, not for months.
He came on as a substitute in a home game recently.
Yeah.
And he gave everything. He gave 100%, 150%.
Yes, he gave, but... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, let's discuss one of the most important points for current situation. So if Arsene Wenger... If Arsenal will get top four this year, there definitely will not be changes in the summer. Do you agree?
I agree totally.
Agree totally.
I think even if we don't get top four, there won't be any changes.
Why?
I think they're so fans of Arsene Wenger at the board. I think we'd have to finish mid-table 2 years running for them to not renew his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully expect them to renew his contract after this one expires. You know, and I don't think that's particularly good for the club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they will. I think what's going to happen is that the crowd will probably go down to about 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start losing money at the gates, that's when they'll have to make their decision. But I think all the time there's 60,000 fans in the ground.
But they don't have 60,000 fans in the ground already.
But they've sold the tickets.
No, they don't sell 60,000.
Do you not think?
Absolutely not.
How many do you think they sell?
Depends on the game. I've been to Tottenham game.
Yeah.
In November.
Yeah.
And in my view, there were around 58,500. And on club level, there were definite empty seats, a lot of empty seats on Blackpool, and several empty seats on I don't remember. But I have a video. So there is no 60,000 even at Tottenham game.
Yeah. The trouble is they've all been paid for, those seats. That's just people that aren't coming.
You mean season tickets? There are, I don't know, maybe 10,000-15,000 tickets aside of season tickets. So
yeah,
they don't have. And finally, it is predictable that the people won't go to see this kind of
game. I've got this theory. I've got this theory that the current board would like the stadium to be full of tourists from Japan and Malaysia and Europe and Russia and America, coming once a season, and they go into the club shop, the Arsenal world, and they buy their shirts and their jackets and their memorabilia. And every week, it's a new set of fans in the ground, and they're all spending money every week. If you've got 40,000 season ticket holders, and they're coming every week, it's likely that they'll only buy one shirt, they'll only buy one piece of memorabilia once a season. And I think for the commercial reasons, the club would prefer it if the ground was full of tourists. Well, what do you think about that,
Steve? First of all, last game I've been to Emirates. It was not Tottenham game. It was after Tottenham game. West Ham game.
Yeah.
West Ham game. I've been to the Arsenal shop at Emirates. Yeah. 15 minutes to kick off.
Yeah.
How many people were in the shop? What do you think?
Was that the evening game where we won 5-1?
Evening game. It was 5-1. Yes.
I would imagine the shop was probably pretty crowded.
Well, how many people?
200?
15.
1,500?
1,500.
1,500, yeah. 15 people?
15 people. It was 7:25.
Yeah.
So the idea that the people will buy t-shirts, replica, blah, blah, when the team wins nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's bullshit. Nobody will buy it.
Yeah. So, mind you, that game was probably pretty hardcore season ticket holders, if I remember rightly. I don't think there was too many tourists at that game.
Steve, the idea is to make tourist place from Arsenal Football Stadium is dead because there is an Olympic Stadium and West Ham.
Yeah.
And it is 200% more attractive for tourists. They will visit football match, and at the same time, they will visit Olympic Stadium.
Yeah.
For tourists, it's much better if they don't care about the team.
So do you think, but I think that the tourists will come to see Arsenal because Arsenal's a bigger team than West Ham.
No.
Do you not think that?
No. For whom? Arsenal is a bigger team. For you and me, yes. For tourists, no.
Do you know that Arsenal is
Arsenal? Who is Arsenal?
Do you think Arsenal is the biggest clicked team on Google throughout the world?
Listen, Google will not come to the stadium anyway.
No.
Listen, Arsenal...
It'll be interesting to see how West Ham get on there.
No, Arsenal do not win things.
No.
Arsenal, nobody wants to associate himself with losers.
No.
So
would you have Usmanov as the Arsenal chairman? Given a choice.
Me?
Yes.
Definitely yes. I must say anybody except Kroenke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty much what I think.
Changes are badly needed. Badly needed.
Yeah, I agree with you. Who would you have as manager?
Steve, the first change we need to get rid of Arsene Wenger, not of Kroenke. Because it is not Kroenke who invented this system. Kroenke inherited this system. The system was invented by Fitzman. And Kroenke just I don't know, he doesn't have any ideas. He see this story and decided that this is good enough to buy. Kroenke is not the core of evil in our club. The core of evil, in my view, is Arsene Wenger. And if Arsene Wenger will go out, so maybe we can have a decent coach on current budget.
Yeah.
On current budget, for example, okay, Milan coach from Milan, Allegri, Massimiliano Allegri.
Yeah.
For example, I prefer Dutch coaches, but this fantasy coach fantasy game.
Yeah. Would you have Mourinho given a choice?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yeah. I've already had a contract with him.
Yeah, so would I.
Yes, but it's never happened.
No, unfortunately, it's a shame. It might happen if we had Usmanov, though.
No, Usmanov will not change it in a day.
Do you think he'll keep Wenger?
He might change the system, but it will take time.
Do you think he would keep Wenger?
I think yes.
Yeah.
No, this is what he is telling, that he...
Yeah.
Would keep Wenger and give him the bigger budget.
It's so you would want him to spend the money.
It's useless to give Wenger a budget because he can't buy proper players. That's it.
Yeah.
Proper players, I mean the players who can win you a championship. Not who can put you in top four.
Exactly.
Please, top four, is it a trophy for you?
Well, I don't think it is. I don't think top four is a trophy. No, but having said that, I don't want to finish lower than four this year. I desperately want to be in that top four.
Why?
Because once you finish out of it, you end up on a slippery slope like Liverpool.
We are on the way. Listen, this year, next year, what's the difference? We are on this way. We are losing players. We are losing money without players trading. Arsenal... Yeah. Are in decline already, so it's only a question matter of time.
Yeah,
to be out of Champions League. Listen, to be honest, we don't need Champions League because we do not compete in Champions League. For the compete for this trophy.
But we start off earning all that money, don't we? We start off with 20 million just by qualifying for it.
No, it's more than 20 million, maybe. Maybe 30 million. But yes, anyway, we need the money for continuing. The current story, but I don't want current story to be continued.
No. Well, you and I will both celebrate when Arsene Wenger leaves, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said to my friend the other day, I said, he loves Arsenal and I admire him, and it's a bit like turning against your father. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the day he leaves the club will be one of the happiest days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we can move on.
Yes, I agree with this point of view. Tell me, please, the final and very difficult answer.
Yes.
Are you a season ticket holder?
I am indeed a season ticket holder.
For how many years?
Oh, since I've only missed, until this season, I'd only missed 5 home games since 1970. I've been a season ticket holder since the early 1980s.
So
when they started doing season tickets for the terraces,
mm-hmm.
And I got my first seat season ticket in the mid 1980s, in about 1985, 86.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular season, because I'm so disillusioned, particularly because there's such a big differential between Grade A and Grade B games. I must admit, I've not been going to the Grade A games because, you know, I'd rather get some money back towards the cost of my exorbitant season ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, I go to every game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've seen every Arsenal game on television or being there since at least 1990, I've not missed a game since 1990. And if I can't get there, I'll always watch it in a pub or
mm-hmm.
on a video stream or something.
Okay.
Probably much the same as you.
Steve, not the same as me, because in 1990s, I was not able to watch every game. Don't have internet and very rare on television. So, but the question is I told you the question is difficult. The difficult question is that if you realize that the only way to replace Wenger is a fan protest, will you renew your season ticket in May?
Yes, I will renew my season ticket because I'm addicted to Arsenal. I'm one of those guys. If there was 5,000 in the stadium, I would be one of those 5,000. I'll make my protest in other ways by writing, you know, by doing the, you know, podcasts such as this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll kind of do everything I can, but you know, the main thing I enjoy doing is going to watch Arsenal, and you know, it's going to be it would take a hell of a lot more than just protesting against the manager to stop me from attending matches. I mean, I make my protest by not going to the Grade A games. I didn't go to the Tottenham game. I didn't go to the Chelsea game. I didn't go to the Liverpool game. I didn't go to the Manchester City game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to the Manchester United game. By not doing that, I can get £500 back towards my season ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my protest. But I'm not prepared to give up my season ticket for the rest of the matches because I enjoy going too much. I'm in love with the club, you know. I'm an Arsenal supporter and I support the team, essentially.
Steve.
Yeah.
You support Kroenke. You don't support the team by buying season tickets. You support Kroenke and Wenger. And you are telling them, take my money and don't buy me players. And do the same as you did years before. Take my money and do the same.
If you read my column... one that's coming out. The one that's coming out this week.
It's now 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I could be on my own here, but I think that Arsenal is a lot more than just the current board and the current manager. And Arsenal is the cannon on the chest. Arsenal is the red and white shirt. You know?
I agree with
Arsenal
you.
Arsenal is the history.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Your loyalty is a key to lifetime Arsene Wenger job.
Sorry, I missed that one, Ivan. What did you say?
I said that your loyalty is a key for lifetime Arsene Wenger job. For lifetime employment.
Yeah.
This is a tragedy, maybe. But it's a reality because Wenger, Kroenke, Gazidis, they don't understand football language. They understand only one language, money language. And if they don't get enough money from the stadium, they will have to do something. If they do get, nothing will change.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're probably right. But unfortunately, they're going to have to do it with me in the stadium because it'll have to be everyone else that doesn't go because I'll carry on going.
I understand.
Yeah.
And no, I understand you and I feel for you from one hand. And from another hand, I do understand that...
If you were living in London, would you still not go? Would your view be that you wouldn't go either if you were living in London?
I'm not living in London, first. So I don't know.
If you were, would you protest and not go?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I would protest and not go. Listen, I don't buy Arsenal T-shirts and attributes. No, I don't buy for 3 years. I don't. Usually, I went to the games to the club level with the friends. I don't buy for 3 seasons any tickets from Arsenal Football Club. Only from people like you who are selling for the games.
Yeah.
So I don't pay this club anymore because I don't want them to use my money. I am paying in another way, unfortunately, because I'm watching football, and they have a big TV contracts. Because there are a lot of people who are watching. So, but anyway, I would protest definitely from this regime. Because it's anti-sporting and anti-football and anti-Arsenal regime.
Yeah.
and current guys like like Gazidis, like Kroenke, like Hillwood, like Fryer, they are all anti-Arsenal.
We'll have to have another podcast and talk about that, because I don't think Ken Fryer is anti-Arsenal. Ken Fryer is probably...
Ken Fryer is a member of the current board?
He is.
Why?
He is.
Why?
He's a member of the current board, but he's... I mean, I wouldn't... You know, he's part of the club's furniture, isn't he? I mean, he's Arsenal through and through.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to rock the boat.
No, Steve, listen. It is real world. Ken Fryer does not have even one share in the club, okay?
Yeah.
He sold it and he made this fortune. I don't have a problem with it. Why are you sitting at the board? Why? I have only one question. Because you are Mr. Yes to current regime. That's it. If you are Mr. Yes to current regime, you are enemy of Arsenal. Of Arsenal Football Club. Because what's going on in Arsenal Football Club today is ludicrous. And the whole world understands that this is ludicrous. But it continues because there are Mr. Yes, Mr. Yes, Mr. Yes, and Mr. Yes. That's it.
Yeah, I understand. So
this is your position from
your home in Russia, do you hear any stories about Usmanov trying to buy Kroenke's shares and eventually take over the club?
I don't know. If you want to
never hear any stories in Russia about
this, good news from me, definitely I don't know.
No,
I would love Mr. Usmanov to buy the club, definitely.
Yeah, I would too.
But what will happen in reality, I don't know. Unfortunately.
I know. So do we tie up this podcast, Ivan? Do we tie up by talking about the matches this weekend?
Do you have any special ideas on this weekend matches?
Well, I think that Sunderland, they're going to begin their propulsion down the league. Manchester United are going to beat Sunderland.
Okay. Arsenal will beat definitely Reading.
Arsenal will beat Reading, yep.
Man City will beat Newcastle. No? Draw?
I think that's going to be a draw. I've just got a feeling that Newcastle, the way they lost at Wigan last week, with that guy being terribly fouled by McManaman, the Wigan player.
Yes.
Wasn't it terrible that he got off with that? I didn't get charged with that. That was terrible.
Even English Football Association, they dropped Halsey, the referee of the game, from the list for this week.
Yeah, good.
So it was very bad tackle, and the most important that Halsey didn't see the fall, even the fall.
Yeah.
Not the problem, but in fact, it was straight red card immediately.
That's my thing. So anyway, I think that Newcastle will be fired up this weekend. They need the points.
Okay.
Manchester City have been underperforming. I wouldn't even be surprised if Newcastle won, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Manchester City are a bit, you know they can't catch United. They know they're going to finish in the top four. You know, and I don't think they've got a lot.
But who knows? If they're about starting to lose points in every game, they could easily drop from top four.
They could. And I think they're going to drop points tomorrow.
Okay. Southampton will definitely lose.
Yep. Chelsea, in my opinion, are the best football team in England. I think they're better than Manchester United.
In terms of play.
I don't know whether you saw that FA Cup game that ended up as a 1-1, a 2-2 draw. They're going to replay it this Monday at Old Trafford when Chelsea came back from 2-0 down.
And Mata didn't score last minute, the winner.
Absolutely. I thought that second half performance by Chelsea was the best performance I've seen by an English club this season. And they really, really gave it to United big time. And I think they're a better team than United. And I think they'll win on Monday. Mm. And they'll certainly beat Southampton on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. But do you think they will have a weakened team at Southampton, no?
Possibly. But a weakened team for Chelsea just means that they bring in another world-class international to replace it.
Like this.
You know? I mean, they lose Torres, they bring in Barr. If they lose Hazard, they bring in Oscar. Mm-hmm. If they lose Mata, they bring in the guy from Wigan, the Jamaican guy. What's his name? I can't remember. But either way, they've just got so many world-class players there that they can chop and change to their heart's content, and they're still better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're going to beat Southampton.
So, what about Swansea, Tottenham?
Tottenham are going to win that. It pains me to say. Swansea have won the cup. They're safe. They're not going down. They're in Europe.
No motivation.
No motivation. I think Spurs will win that one. Although I'd love it if Swansea won. Love it if Swansea won.
Definitely.
We really need that. Yeah.
And an interesting game, Aston Villa Liverpool. What do you think on it?
Very interesting. Do you know what? I found that one the hardest one to predict. Because Aston Villa I wouldn't say they've hit a bit of form, but they've certainly improved. And Liverpool played very badly in their last game against Southampton. I think that's going to be a draw. And if I had to pick a winner, I'd say Villa. I think Villa have got more chance of winning that than Liverpool, but it's going to be a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I even think that Aston Villa could easily win.
I think so as well. I think so. Okay. And West Ham are the worst team I've seen this year.
West Ham, the worst team?
Yeah, they were the worst team I've seen at the Emirates when we beat them 5-1. It should have been 10. Every time I see West Ham, they look like a championship team, you know, a team from the next tier down. And I think West Brom will beat them this weekend.
They can't afford to lose their Premiership status because they got a new stadium.
I know. But wouldn't it be wonderful if they did?
But in 3 years, not now.
Yeah.
So they have a time to be dropped and then to relegate and then to promote again.
Even if they went down this year, they would come back next year, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. But, you know. So do you see West Ham as a competitor for Arsenal if they move into the Olympic Stadium?
In a few years, I see every team as a competitor to Arsenal. Because Arsenal are in decline.
Yeah.
And Arsenal is going down, 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 and down. And with this management, with current management, with current system, which is implemented in Arsenal, whereas the coach is interviewing the general manager, and in fact the coach is a member of the board, and he is managing all the club.
Yeah. And
he's not accountable for anybody. So
no.
In this current system, with this current regime, Arsenal will be going down all the time.
Yeah.
I have no doubts on it.
I know, but I think something will change between now and then.
Maybe something will change in 2 weeks, and the fans will buy Arsenal. Nobody knows.
No, I know. One day we'll wake up and we'll read that Kroenke sold all his shares and.
Yes, it would be one of the best days.
Something will change.
Okay, and on this optimistic note, Steve, I would like to say thank you for joining us in this podcast.
Thank you, Ivan. It's been a real pleasure to do this, and we'll have to do it again soon.
Yes, definitely, we will invite you once again. I will take your prognosis, and we'll have a look at who will win, the Russian guy or you. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's see how we get on.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Cheers.
Обзор главных матчей каждого тура АПЛ можно послушать в новом подкасте Ивана Меркурьева и Алексея Федорова «Матчдэй» на сайте matchday.biz.